many nerds, so many nerds is what I like. Inducting and dancing and dying around the mic. They interview cause they got guests and they will school you about comedy, comedy, ha, 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 ha. Comedy nerds, I wanna know all what they know. This is the comedy, comedy nerd show. Comedy, comedy, ha, ha, nerds, ha, ha. What's so funny, what's so funny, they tell you so. Ha, 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 ha. Nerds.
Nerds.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Comedy Nerds. I'm Dan McInerney.
I'm Dusty Adato.
This week we have a guest, Michael Hartney. Say hello.
Hey everybody.
How you doing? So we're here recording. This is the time of the year now, because we usually record the show at roughly the same time, when now the days are longer, so now it's daylight out, which just always seems very weird, because it seems like we should be doing this at night, because we're always doing it at night, so it just feels...
Anything comedy related seems like it should be happening at
That's
night.
What I mean. Like, it just, that sun just feels like it's just drying up any comedic...
Yes, because heat ruins comedy.
Yeah.
It's scientifically proven that heat ruins anything funny.
Exactly.
And it's just, so don't expect much for the rest of this podcast, unless you're listening to it at night.
Yeah.
Well, The Hangover took place in the desert, so your theory holds up.
Oh.
Wow.
Boom.
Guys, I'm dropping fucking truth bombs right off the bat.
This is like
I wish we had the explosion of the... after he said it, but...
You can
but
fucking put that in post.
No, I could put it in, like, but... But if I don't have it real,
could and are gonna.
No.
You're like Nazi Germany, and The Hangover is like the England, and this is the Blitz, because you're dropping truth bombs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dan McInerney just coined the phrase, the England. And I think we're all better people now.
Yeah.
Well. Just so you know, for the image of this podcast that will be on the website, I would like it to be me running down a hallway.
That's
filling up with fire.
Okay, definitely.
And I will be tossing Blu-ray copies of The Hangover over my shoulder.
You know how much
so that they hopefully incinerate and smolder.
Mm-hmm. That's just a couple of buttons in Photoshop, right? Just
no, because we have that.
Click
we have the, oh,
okay.
We have the fire going down a hallway thing, and I want to use it so bad.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I haven't all thought right, of a good reason to, but
this is the perfect reason.
My partner's giving it to her, so...
This and then just write truth bomb across the front of it, and that's going to be awesome. Okay, so how are you guys doing? You guys doing good today? Dustin, let's go around the room. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Michael,
way better than the last time I was on this podcast.
What happened last time?
We had gotten drunk and watched Conan's final episode of The Tonight Show,
yeah,
and so I was angry and inebriated. The last time I did this show. All right.
Well, you're not drunk, but you might get angrier at my first news item here, which is that currently...
Hangover 2.
Hangover 2 in production.
The Hangovering.
currently, Jay Leno's ratings, the same as Conan O'Brien's was when he was removed from the Tonight Show mantle.
Is that so?
His ratings are exactly the same, and NBC has no comment on that. So
no, they wouldn't, would they?
Still, you know, I don't really know what to say about it other than to shake my fist angrily at the sky and damn God for how unfair the universe that he created is.
Well, you know, the thing is, you got to give him enough time.
Oh yeah, you know? That's true.
What's it been? 7 months?
Yeah.
I mean, do you really expect him to, you know, to get his ratings back up in that time?
7 months plus 17 years or whatever it
was. I'm just saying, you know, first you got to look at what his lead-in is.
That's true.
Then you got to figure out how much time he's been doing it. I mean, you got to give him time to get it back up. It's not fair to just assume that right now these ratings represent anything.
Well, here's the thing is that, I mean, Jay, he's a energetic, he's a fresh face. You know, he's throwing all kinds of new ideas out there. This headlines thing he's doing, I haven't seen it, but I hear it's hilarious because apparently sometimes people type the wrong things in newspapers. So, I mean, he's really throwing out a lot of new material onto the screen. So I'm really looking forward.
I would use the sometimes overused word edgy.
He's edgy. You know, if the...
In that his face is angular somewhat.
And edgy in that he probably drives his antique cars along cliffs. So in that sense...
At least does in hilarious promos for his little show. I just hope NBC takes like the late night like model and starts to apply it to prime time. Like, let's get all these funny young people off this thing. Can we get like a new Suzanne Summers sitcom up in this bitch?
You know what I would love to see? The Andy Rooney Show. and just have That'd Andy Rooney. Just kids.
Wouldn't you, though?
People walk Wouldn't in you? And just, what's the deal with?
You know what, that would be the best half an hour of television.
The three-camera sitcom will be revitalized this fall with NBC's Where's the Clicker? Pretty excited for it.
That's on CBS.
That'll be great. Hey, speaking of sitcoms, here's another thing. Now, are you guys familiar with the TV show sitcom? The TV show sitcom. The sitcom that's also a TV show. It's called Till Death. Is anyone familiar with the show?
Yeah, I was just actually about to make a Brad Garrett comment. That
okay.
He would obviously be on Where's the Clicker.
There you go.
That finally got canceled, didn't it?
Well, here's the thing. No, it did not.
What?
It is currently in its fourth season. Maybe it's finally canceled.
I think it was official. I think this is its last hurrah.
But here's the thing. Now, I don't know. I mean, I knew the show existed. I knew Brad Garrett was on it. The Onion AV Club has posted something on their website about the show, which I did not know. And I can't believe that it actually got this far without anyone. This is supposed to prove how no one was watching the show that this got this far.
Can I?
Yep.
The original couple that lived next to them moved away and a new couple has come to live with them?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. There you go. So what happened was apparently, now I don't watch the show, but apparently one of the guys, his wife, was recast four times.
There have
been four different actresses playing this one character's wife. He's the main character on the show. I believe he had been on the show, had left for a while, and then had come back to the show. This is all what I'm picking up from the thing.
Four women all played the same woman character?
Same character. Okay, so now here's what happened. Was that apparently, now, haven't we always said, like, when you have a terrible show, you know, or if I was in charge of a terrible show, or the people who are in charge of it, what they should do is just go, ah, fuck it, and just do a bunch of crazy shit, because you're going to get canceled anyway.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Well, apparently the show Till Death did exactly that. Because this character, whose wife changed four times, because the actor changed four times, what they did is they're under the show, that he started to realize it. That his wife kept changing into different people. And when he realized that, he started to become aware of the fact that he was a character on a terrible sitcom that no one was watching. And as he slowly became aware of that, he began to notice things. Like he could hear the laugh track. So when a joke would go off and people would laugh, he would react to it. He also started to realize that the cameras were there and began to have a complete mental breakdown, realizing the fact that he was on a terrible sitcom that no one was watching. This was a sitcom starring Brad Garrett, by the way. This apparently all totally happened, and they have clips online of it happening. And I was just like, whoa, huh?
I'm going to watch this show
I want to watch it too.
Yeah.
Was it J.B. Smoove's character?
Yeah, I think it was. No, I think it was. Was he on? He was. I know it was the guy.
Curb Your Enthusiasm as well.
Oh, I don't know about that.
An African American gentleman.
No.
Not him.
No, it was the guy. He was on Undeclared. This guy, as one of the long haired guys. Anyway, so I mean, I don't now. According to the AV Club, they also said like we didn't watch the whole show, so it might have been still terrible. But this was the thing that happened. Also, Mayim Bialik from Blossom was his therapist as he was coming to grips with the fact that he was a character in a sitcom, who then later was revealed to actually be Mayim Bialik Blossom.
I'm watching the fucking show now.
So
this sounds awesome.
I'm watching the balls out of this.
Yeah. So if you go go to avclub.com and there's a blog post about it, and they have like a link of like all the clips from just that sort of storyline of that happening, and then apparently by the end it got balls crazy, like it was just animated at certain points. Brad Garrett apparently just started doing a Rodney Dangerfield impression for no reason that had nothing to do with anything.
This is all in one episode?
No, this was the last season. This was over the course of the last season.
I'm watching the shit out of that. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
So they finally did, because apparently, literally, they had the worst ratings.
And nobody noticed.
No one's watching the show, and nobody cared, and so they just started doing crazy shit. So I just want to say kudos to the showrunners for doing what we've always said people should do, and just say, ah, fuck it. We'll just do whatever we want.
And to think the thing I thought I'd miss most about Till Death was all those hilarious puns about it in headlines about the show.
Nope, you're wrong.
Nope. Turns out that someone who isn't J.B. Smoove is hilarious.
White guy with long hair.
Who'd have thunk it?
Always.
Who indeed.
So check that out. Okay, last news item I have. The Vatican has a list of movies that if you are a good Catholic, you should watch.
Oh, I know this one.
The Ten Commandments, Passion of the Christ, and It's a Wonderful Life are all on this list.
Great.
And then one that doesn't make any sense at all.
The latest movie they've put on the list.
Groundhog Day?
The Blues Brothers.
What?
The Blues Brothers is a movie that if you are a good Catholic, you should watch this movie. That is on their list, The Blues Brothers. Now, it makes sense to a certain degree because if you remember the plot of the movie, the Blues Brothers go on a mission... mission from God, in fact, to save the Catholic orphanage where they grew up. Mm-hmm. So apparently, the church, unsurprisingly, doesn't seem to understand irony and understand that this was all sort of a joke and that the Blues Brothers were not actually on a mission from God. They just sort of thought that they were. But no, they took it all at face value and they're telling their followers that they really need to watch the Blues Brothers. They called it a classic, which I agree with. And they said that it was a deeply religious movie that had great religious overtones for Catholics, and you should watch it.
I don't know. If I were a writer for SNL, which I'm not, but hopefully I will be by the time the next season rolls around,
I can't see why not.
Yeah.
Your packet is solid, and your agent at William Morris.
Yeah.
You know,
it's really working overtime for you.
Pounding the pavement.
I feel like this is the year. So I'm going to start writing then a sketch for them, because I feel like there should, like, SNL's got to address that fact. You know what I mean? Like, I guess they have to do something where they're talking to the Pope.
I get, yeah.
Don't you think? So. Like, I would.
Well, I mean, I just can't wait until Stuart Stasis' family is officially sanctioned by the church. It's going to be really fantastic.
The church hasn't seen
that. I'm just proud that the Vatican is now progressive enough to overlook all that rock music and blackness.
There is a lot of black people.
How did they get to Blues Brothers before they got the condoms? Like, how did... You know what I mean? Like,
I guess so.
There's a list of things they should review.
There definitely is like an order of operations.
Yeah.
Acceptance, like a PEMDAS of acceptance. And
I don't know what PEMDAS means, but I agree.
Parenthetical, exponential. It's a math thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm a math nerd and a comedy nerd.
I was going to let that go, but then I realized that there's probably other people out there who are as dumb as me.
Yeah.
And it would feel better when I said, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I mean, to me, a parenthetical is the thing you put under the character's name in a script to let them, to like, angrily or sadly. But I don't know what it means in math terms.
It's a home for adverbs.
Exactly.
Exactly. I don't know what
while chopping wood would be another thing you would put in a parenthetical.
Removes glasses.
Exactly. These are all parentheticals. So how that would add up to... Oh, because I also... this may be revealing too much about my life, but I've been signing up for like temporary, like office, you know, like things. And they make you take a test when you do that. And I took a test and literally realized I have completely forgotten how to do long division. Like, I didn't even know where to begin. I just wrote a big question mark and left that part blank because I was like, I don't even know. Wow, how many times does 67 go into 2,403? I can't even begin to imagine.
I think it was a good 6 years ago that I took the test for Nick Turner.
Yeah.
Because he did not know how to use Word or Excel. So
you take the test for
You
him?
Can take it at home.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, not where I go. They make you sit right down.
You know, you can take it at home at any point. It was timed, but you could take it at home.
Okay.
And I got, I think on Word, I got like a 97%, and I was furious because I was like, I fucking know where. And Excel, I got like an 85 because who does mail merge?
Yeah,
nobody.
Yeah,
I didn't know about mail merge, and I get destroyed by the whole mail merge section.
Yeah,
you know, and the whole test is based on like if you do one wrong keystroke, and you're like, well, I do that a different way.
Yes,
and
I know.
Then you get fucked.
This was driving me crazy because not only that, my version of Excel they had me do was a version of Excel I've never seen before. There was no file tab. You couldn't click file and do and like print. You had to like go through some crazy way to get there, and then when you did it wrong, you know it's wrong.
I'm so glad this is on the Comedy Nerd
I got like
podcast.
A 65% on Excel. I was like,
yes,
fuck
I'm
people.
So glad that
I totally know
admitted that you helped Nick Turner commit fraud.
Yeah,
did he like get the job or whatever?
Yeah,
yeah. How did he do on it when they realized he didn't know how to do anything?
No, I mean, when do you mail merge as a temp? How often do you turn around to the temp and ask him to do fucking anything other than type their name?
Yeah, about as often as you do long division.
Right, exactly.
Although
exactly.
I do long division at work, actually, and it is actually shocking to me that you don't even know where to begin.
Yeah, really? I didn't know. I literally couldn't remember how to start.
Wow.
Like, right. I tried. I really tried. But I mean, I literally haven't done it. The other thing was I actually had to write something in script. I don't know how to write in script. That's another thing that I literally, because we had to write in script, like in fifth grade, they tell you how to write in script. And then when you could, like the moment you could stop writing in script, like in seventh grade, I did. I immediately went back to writing in like block letters or whatever, because I hate script so much. And now I literally, other than to sign my name, I don't know how to do it anymore.
You can't write in cursive?
No,
I don't want
to. Cannot
get,
do it.
I don't want to get real for a second, but you might be learning disabled.
What?
I don't want to get real for a minute, but you might be learning disabled.
Might be?
Yeah, I think you are learning disabled.
It's like let me ask you a question.
You should talk to your wife. She could, you know.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. She can teach me how to play with blocks. Sure.
Yeah.
Is learning disabled the same as really lazy? Because that's what I am.
I don't know.
Because writing in cursive
is easier.
It's hard. It's harder.
I don't choose to do it.
Yeah.
Really?
I like writing in print letters.
I end up writing in print plenty, but
yeah.
I think I write like an insane person, because within the context of one, especially when I'm writing a card, I'll go from script to print in all caps, mm-hmm. to print in lower, and then back to script all in like five sentences.
I mean, yeah. That's fine if you're writing a ransom note.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like I might be insane.
Yeah, that's really weird.
But all right, so let's get back to comedy.
Well, but there's been times when I've had to sign my wife's name to something for like whatever reason, especially when we were doing like buying the house and all kinds of crazy things. And I had to like call her and say, how do you make an R? How do you make a capital R in script? Because I literally didn't know what to do. I also had to ask her how to make a Z.
Yeah, see, I think we're definitely bearing the lead on that one in the sense that like you committed fraud on the contract for your home.
Yeah, no. Well, she signed my name since I see. I mean, whatever.
It's not right, I'm just saying it's illegal.
I mean, it's like, it was, because when you're signing contracts, like you have to sign your name like 30 times. So this was
right.
Like,
and they all have to be notarized.
All right. No, and they don't.
Yes,
no,
they do.
No, they don't.
Everything needs to be notarized.
I got a glass of water. That was notarized. So that was great.
All right. Moving on to our topic.
Well, hold on. I just have a list of all the exceptions to the I before E rule in spelling words. So
go
can
ahead.
I list those?
Yeah,
please?
Go ahead. Right, please. Do it.
I'm just kidding.
Let's, oh, let's you're joking. On. You're hilarious.
I hate it when you bluff. I wanted to see how far you'd go with it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, I could have. All right.
No, it's fine. Let's move on.
People.
Well, I'm going to say this. Dustin, I'm going to make a radical suggestion.
Okay.
Which is this. Because we have 5 minutes left in this segment. We're going to start the topic and then immediately have to stop. So why don't we take a break now and then we'll jump in with a longer second half. Where we'll really dive into our really, because I'm super, by the way, guys, I'm super excited about this topic. I know it was my idea, but I think it's going to be,
I think we need a
really
quorum on this.
A lot of fun.
It's going to piss the affiliates off, but let's do it.
Look, I'm sorry, Chicago, but this is the way things have to be. Okay?
Can't we run like 45 seconds of a hilarious rerun?
I'm trying to do a show, Tallulah.
Like do a best of comedy nerds, like real quick, like
yeah.
A tag or a bump.
I could,
a bump tag.
A bump tag. A taggity bump.
I'm not going to edit your explosion noise in there. So I'm not going to
do. Oh, yeah. Like me running down a hallway and then you hear like Claudia Kogan say something about being a gay comic. And then you hear Kenny Zimlinghaus being like, hosting radio is tough. Yeah. And like I'm tossing Hangover DVDs and then you two are arguing about who's more anti-Semitic.
Yeah. It's me, by the way.
It's a great best of.
It's a mashup. I still say that it's me.
There's about a 15% chance that I'm gonna edit that together now.
Mm-hmm.
I think it might be.
We'll see
it
what
might
happens.
Be good.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Winnie's going to love it. People in the England. All right. So let's take a break right now, and we'll be right back.
Do you have a question or topic you would like to hear the Comedy Nerds discuss? Send us an email to info@thecomedynerds.com or stop by the site and click Contact Us at the top of the page. We look forward to hearing from you at thecomedynerds.com.
And we're back. Okay, apparently Tallulah is in a real place. I thought it was, and I have been abused of that notion.
We're pretty sure
that
it was a combination of Tulsa and Toluca Lake.
But I don't know, where's Toluca Lake? I don't even know where that is. I've never even heard of such a place before.
It doesn't matter.
I just really, I mean, Tallulah just sounds, that sounds like a town in the Midwest. That's all I'm trying
to say. Yeah, it's right next to Palahosi.
Actually,
right?
Did you see the...
I'm just annoyed that we've been sending tapes to a fake affiliate this entire time.
This whole time.
Yeah.
This has been insane.
That's going to throw our advertising dollars off completely.
Well, I'm just mad that you guys aren't getting it sent back. Like, clearly someone is hoarding...
Yeah.
Tapes.
Hoarding tapes.
Of our show. for a fake affiliate for a whole thing that's not in any way real. Did you guys, I don't know if you guys watched the latest Last Comic Standing, but there was just a good, I actually didn't know anyone on the show. I'd seen a few people, but I didn't actually know.
This most recent one?
Yeah.
I knew everybody on that one.
Wait, you knew them personally?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
not the women. I didn't know the women as well, but I knew all the guys.
You run in different circles than I do, because I was like, oh, I don't know any of these people. I knew a lot of people.
Yeah, I'm way more famous than you.
No, I know you are. I know you are. Well, anyway, I was going to say, one of them, and you'll probably know who, since you know all of them, had a good joke about how there's like the East Coast and the West Coast and then the Midwest, according to people on the coast.
Yes.
And then like everything in the middle is like the West is the Midwest, which I will be the first to admit that I'm like, oh yeah, Idaho, Midwest. Right,
which is
oh yeah, Texas, that's the Midwest. Oh yeah, Chicago, that's the Midwest. I don't know.
Well, that one was correct.
Whatever. Look, I'm a terrible person. We know that.
Which is dangerous because I end up accidentally insulting the Midwest in every episode.
Yeah.
Which, if that idea is true, then I'm constantly insulting people.
Well, just millions. I mean, just millions and millions of people.
All right, so let's get to our topic.
Why don't you just direct your vitriol in the right place and just start saying the South?
Okay.
I think that's the way to go.
Probably the way to go. Well, I mean, the South, they're evil and racist. The Midwest are just stupid. That's how it breaks down.
There you go.
So, what, is that not... I mean, is it? We're New York... elitists, right? Isn't that how we feel?
Yeah, we're liberal, homosexual.
That is how they are perceived by the media.
We are clearly Jewy, liberal, faggy, New York elite assholes, and that's the way we perceive the rest of...
Somebody is not going to realize that you're kidding.
I'm looking to put foreskin over my penis because I don't have any.
Exactly.
Because of my liberal, Jewy gayness.
Yeah. So, and of course, people in the Midwest aren't going to understand that I'm kidding.
Nope. They're just going to crack open a pop.
Because they're stupid.
And watch.
And go to Cracker Barrel.
Yep.
Which I still don't know what that is.
So,
I don't know what Cracker Barrel is. People always say it, but I don't know what it is.
We'll talk about it after
the show. It's also a brand of cheese.
That I knew.
So, basically, here's our topic for the week. I had an idea a while back.
Mm-hmm.
They have... ESPN Classic. They have VH1 Classic. And what I would love to see is a channel called
Comedy Classic.
No.
Sorry, guys.
I was about to do
it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
It was dramatic build.
Boy, you're lucky you're a gay Jew liberal, or I'd be really mad right now. What I would love to see is Comedy Central Classic, because I was a person as a young man who watched 6 to 8 hours of Comedy Central a day and have a great love and nostalgia and remembrance of it.
You know what I realized when I was trying to think of what shows would be on Comedy Central Classic? All of them were from VH1. For the most part, like every time I was putting shows together, I was like, oh no, that wasn't on Comedy Central. Oh no, that wasn't on Comedy Central.
Mm.
Like either MTV or VH1, you know, because you think back to like, Stand Up Spotlight and stuff like that. And that wasn't Comedy Central.
Yeah,
nope.
Yeah.
You know, you think back to like
Celebrity
Evening at the Improv. Celebrity Rehab.
Yeah, Flavor of Love, sure.
No. Yeah, well, Evening at the Improv was A&E, I think. But like, you know, like those sort of like original like stand-up-y things, and they weren't.
Showtime at the Apollo.
Behind the Music.
Mm.
Yeah. Pop-Up Video. It's what I was thinking. Pop-Up Video.
Oh, that
was one of the
been,
funnier shows.
That was funny.
And it was not on Comedy Central. Yeah. It was on VH1.
That's true. Well, anyway, I didn't... I mean, there is a VH1 Classic. Which, by the way, they show a lot of Pop-Up Video. If you're interested in Pop-Up Video, check out VH1 Classic. It's great, too, because now they're like 15 and 20 years out of date. So they'll be like, Michael Jackson's releasing a new album in such and such. And you're like, no, he's not. But anyway... So I would love to see a Comedy Central Classic, because Comedy Central has been around for a long time.
And you put together a little schedule.
So what I did was I scheduled an imaginary, since it doesn't exist, an imaginary Comedy Central Classic. Now, here's what I thought. If I was pitching the idea, this is what I would say.
Ugh.
First of all, what's the matter? Don't look at my list.
Sorry.
Oh, God. Anyway, what I would say, first of all, what I would do is bring back the old logo. Right? Didn't we all
know? I think you have
the original Comedy Central. Yeah. And then what you do is you put the Comedy Central and then you put a little classic right underneath. So this way, you know, it's not the actual, we haven't gone back to the original logo. This is a new station called Comedy Central Classic. But you got a little classic right underneath. Second thing you do is you bring back Penn Jillette and have him do all the VOs for the promos, because that would be awesome. And just have it kind of look like it did in would the early awesome. 90s.
What has happened to you that you started with the marketing material?
Well, I'm just saying. Because that's...
It's about the
programming. That's actually what I remember the most. Because they would show, you know... They didn't have a lot of commercials in the beginning, so they would just show promos for themselves. Like 3 out of the 5 commercials that they would run would be promos for themselves. So I think the
third thing would be that we order wacky letterhead,
mm-hmm.
and your title is something ridiculous.
We don't work for Mad Magazine.
Oh, okay,
this is Comedy Central, which also we don't work for. So anyway, so here is my schedule.
Okay,
and we can then go around and comment. On it now. Here,
tear apart. I think is the word you're looking for.
Here's what I've done. I've scheduled Monday through Sunday, obviously 7 mm-hmm. days a week, 7 in the evening till midnight. What's going to go on in the beginning of the day? I don't know. I think what you could probably do.
I got it scheduled over here.
Is a lot of time when a channel is first starting out, you can like split it with something.
What time do you have from?
From 7 in the evening? Midnight. Yeah.
Oh, I have the rest of the day scheduled, so I wouldn't worry about it.
Oh, my God. Wow. You went crazy.
Yeah. I did my homework.
All right. Well, here's what I did. So.
Don't look at me like that, Mr. Michael Hartney.
Monday through Friday in the 7 o'clock hour, so mm-hmm. that's from 7 to 8, what I've done is I've scheduled all stand-up comedy, because they've had a variety of different stand-up shows over there. So I figured you could just sort of do a potpourri of various different stand-up shows, not the specials, but the shows that they've had. You know, these are things like the Greg Giraldo had a show, if I remember correctly. You know, what the Pulp Comics was another yeah. one that you could put in there. So just you know,
the A-list.
That's the yeah, exactly.
Live from Tompkins Square.
So that's the 7 o'clock.
Mm. Is that what it was called? Something along those lines.
Just called Tompkins Square.
Now the next thing I did so the other thing was the 9 o'clock hour Monday through Friday is I doubled up. I did a quick little double up of Dove show. So you got a block of 2 shows back to back, same show, where you can just sit there and be like, oh, I like this show. Oh, there it is, right again.
Like
so
they do with Scrubs during the day on the weekends.
Hey, there you go. Well, they're always big with that, with the, you know, whatever. We're gonna show you two shows back to back.
Yeah, you like it? You're lazy? You'll watch another one.
So
that's what VH1 is based on.
Mm-hmm. So what I've done is Monday. What I've done, I've scheduled an all state night, because at 8 o'clock we have Stella, at 8:30 we have Reno 911, at 9 o'clock and 9:30 we have Viva Variety. So those are all good shows. Viva Variety, I saw taped live and it was very good. That's my comment on that. Any thoughts so far? Great. Sure. So now what I've also done, what I've done is Monday through Friday at the 10 o'clock hour mm-hmm. is the schedule. You start running the Daily Show from the beginning, from episode 1, which would be the Kilbourne years. So now you're just watching Craig Kilbourne hosting the Daily Show.
See, I took it a different way.
Okay.
What I did, in that similar vein, I didn't know where I was going to put this in the schedule. Mm-hmm. I had a show called TDS on the Scene.
Ooh.
And what that is a Daily Show, but just the segments with the reporters who went on location.
Uh-huh.
And there's a stand-up person, you know, like a host person that pitches to them and talk, you know, like introduces the idea, but it reutilizes all of those on location things, which are much more evergreen than the Daily Show itself is,
mm-hmm.
so that you're not forced to sit through news that doesn't make sense anymore.
Right.
Now you can just see things, you can just repurpose things that you see normally.
I think I love that idea. However,
I don't know why it's not on the air right now.
I don't know. Although
Justin just threw his hands up in the air and really looked pained.
I did.
Although, you know, you can, I don't know if you can go back that far into the Kilbourne years, but you know, you can, on the website, you can go back like a decade with the Daily Show. You can just sit there and just watch clips, you know, from, Bush and Gore,
I know.
They're having a problem in Florida. Like, it's crazy.
I watched like 150 of the Moment of Zen because I'm still trying to find that one fucking one that was in my memory.
Oh,
it's the little chick that gets eaten by the alligator.
Oh.
It was. I've never laughed harder in my fucking life than that. And
to
I
watch
cannot find
Carnage.
because it was like this sweet, innocent little like music and this like tiny little baby chick that just floating quietly in the water, and then an alligator just fucking eats it whole.
Oh my
out God. Of nowhere. And it was like, it was so surprising and so awesome.
Well, that's
and I cannot
that's what we laugh at.
Find it. If somebody out there, please, for the love of God, find this clip for me, because it will make me so happy.
Yeah. Now, I love that idea, although I would still just show the Killboard just for the nostalgia factor of being like, oh, yeah, 1997, yeah. That was a crazy year. I would just love to see those old shows.
Because I'm programming for the long term, and you're programming for a season.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, you don't need to, you know.
I'm always thinking, Michael Hartnett.
This is my first. Always thinking. We can mix it up. Like, obviously, it's not going to stay. Yeah. You know, VH1 hasn't, Classic hasn't set their programming, and they've never changed it forever long it's been in the air. You know, you can mix it up as things
Comedy Central
older.
Itself overhauls its programming slate like bi-weekly.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I think
exactly
the only thing
this could work for a day or two.
Yeah, least. The only thing in Penn is the Daily Show and Colbert Report. Everything else is you know, and the Cheech and Chong movie on a Saturday morning. That's about it.
Yeah, it's in like removable vinyl letters. Like they don't even pencil it.
So Monday at 10:30 was a show that I actually thought was great at the time. I believe it was canceled before it would have obviously been canceled, but this show is That's My Bush, which was the sitcom about about President Bush and the Bush family that was created by the South Park guys. I actually thought it was really funny, not so much for the political stuff, because there really wasn't any political stuff, but just because they would take a ridiculous sitcom cliche and then just graft it onto the President of the United States. I thought it was very funny. What you could do, though,
I'm not feeling it.
Put it in because I thought it was still too far off. Not far off enough, I should say. But because it's State Monday, you can then slip in Michael have issues right into that slot. Now, here's the other great thing that we can
all
sort
10
of,
episodes, though?
Well, here's the other great thing we sort of imagine.
Yeah. Yes.
No, I'm not saying don't air it. I'm just saying that, like, you run out pretty fucking quick.
Yeah.
Like I said, still we can it. Change this. That's a 2-week outlook.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the other thing that, and admittedly, I'm somewhat stealing this from Hardy when we talked about it, but you can sort of imagine is that now we have Comedy Central Classic. Let's start making new episodes. Let's start making new episodes and slipping them in there. You know what I'm saying? Now we have
TV Land.
Hoping nobody will notice.
We have another station. Well, I'm saying now
we
have another
station.
Hoping
desperately that people will notice.
Yeah. 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 No, you make a big deal out of it, but I'm saying now you have a new station that you can start slipping in. You know, or that you can start producing things for. They didn't have room for it on Comedy Central, but maybe they got room for it on Comedy Central Classic.
Like Hot in Cleveland on TV. Like.
Exactly.
I gotcha.
Exactly.
Probably not as side-splitting as Hot in Cleveland surely is, but...
Yeah, well, I heard...
At least a valiant attempt.
You know what? I feel myself falling in love with Valerie Bertinelli.
All over again?
I just want to hug her.
Really?
Yeah. I know she should be so annoying. She really should be, but I like her.
All right.
I want to hug her.
Well, I like that Jason...
If you're here, I would give her a
big definitely hug. Looks cuddly.
She does.
I'll tell you that.
She does look cuddly.
I do like that Jason Alexander has gone from...
Don't say that sarcastically. She's all cuddly.
One of the biggest TV stars in the world to the male Valerie Bertinelli. So that really worked out well for him. He's doing well.
Bob Patterson.
I don't know that I ever considered him like a TV star. I just considered him on a really good show.
Well... That's usually what
a TV star
is. That's what the TV star is.
Okay. And I didn't.
But what is your definition of a TV star then? If it's not someone, not an actor,
does it need to be someone
very
glamorous?
Popular TV show?
Yeah.
But.
Like, I think of Matthew Perry as a TV star.
Mm-hmm.
But because he can do multiple things, although he's always kind of Matthew Perry. But,
yeah.
You know, Jason Alexander, I didn't think of as somebody who could be really entertaining wherever you put him.
Okay.
That's me. But that's not about what we're talking about. We only have, you know, a certain amount of time left. And Michael Hartnett has barely gotten to say anything.
So, of course...
And he's our favorite guest.
Well, hold on. So, of
other
course...
Other than our other favorite guest.
In the week, you know, the weeknights, starting at 11 o'clock, I mean, what else are you going to do? You're going to put in Mystery Science Theater, and you're going to put it on for 2 hours, and it's going to be awesome. That's all.
I disagreed.
You disagree. What do you disagree about?
You put it on at midnight.
It's a weekend show for me.
Oh.
For me, that's a weekend
show. Okay.
Oh, my.
My thought process of putting it on at midnight was that you were going to cannibalize, the Daily Show is going to cannibalize your audience. mm-hmm. that you'd have all the people who are watching The Daily Show, and nobody would be watching the first half of Mystery Science Theater 3000. And if you don't watch the first half, you're not going to come back for the second half, because the movie didn't make sense
right,
if you saw it from the beginning.
Seriously. But, I mean, I don't know if you can be so worried about that, because, I mean, there's going to be a million things. I mean, that's, you know,
no, there
there's 12 ESPNs. They're all programming against each other. I mean, I don't really understand.
But I feel like Comedy Central needs to phone in the 11 to 12 o'clock hour. Comedy Central Classic needs to phone in the 11, 12 o'clock hour because they want to push everybody to their flagship show.
Okay. Well, so that's where I put Mr. Zanzibar, because then it also, you know, it ends at one. That also, by the way, is ignoring the fact that they actually really can't show most of the old Mystery Science Theaters, but this is fantasy.
Right.
So let's live fantasy. In a fantasy world.
Are we done?
Well, we're done with Monday. Sure.
Oh, really?
Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
After stand-up at 8 o'clock, we have Make Me Laugh. The Fantastic game show. At 8:30, we have...
Are you joking with the Fantastic?
We have... A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I loved it. I loved it when it was on. But
it was not,
again...
It was not
Now,
good.
Let me make clear. I watched 68 hours... Whatever they were broadcasting, I was watching. 8:30, we're going into Exit 57, which leads us directly into the 9 o'clock slot, which is Strangers with Candy.
Thank you.
I think that's an excellent little block.
Of course. There. Those shows are to be paired.
And also, 9:30 is also another episode of Strangers with Candy. And that ends Tuesday, because then we're in... Oh, no, I'm sorry.
You made it easy for yourself with all this doubling up.
10 o'clock Daily Show, then 10:30, now South Park. That's another show that's still running, but it's at the point now where you could literally go back to right. the first season, and it's like it's almost like a completely different show at this point. Now, 8 o'clock on Wednesday, I've put in The Man Show.
Oh, my God. Get out of this room.
Which, now, that was a gigantic hit for them at the time. I mean, you can't pretend. You can't put your own personal feelings into this. You have to understand that people loved that show. And it was a gigantic hit, and it launched Jimmy Kimmel into getting his own late-night talk show.
No, this is a fantasy, mm-hmm. and if I got to program the network, yeah. I would program it with the things I would want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I point. Would rather watch my grandmother get eaten out
uh-huh.
by jackals
okay.
than watch a fucking second of The Man Show.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother's dead.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's pretty harsh.
I know.
So what I'm getting from you is you didn't
I'm feeling
enjoy...
Attention.
What?
I'm feeling the tension.
About what?
Between you guys and the, oh. and the man show.
Oh. Well, that's no, what I was going to say.
And your grandmother.
No, you're manufacturing tension.
So you're... But what, I guess
well,
what
I'm feeling it.
Is,
I'm not making that up. Maybe I'm just misfeeling.
I just want to make sure I'm clear on this. So you didn't enjoy The Man Show?
No, I...
Okay. Well, I did watch it. I'm not going to sit... I'm not going to pretend it was the greatest show ever, but I did occasionally laugh. And then there were girls on trampolines. At 8:30, we have Win Ben Stein's Money, which actually was a good show.
Loved it.
It was.
Okay, good. And the 9 o'clock hour, my double block, is Dr. Katz, Professional Therapist. Possibly one of the best shows they've ever done.
Really didn't like it.
That that conflicts. I really did.
Wow.
That conflicts with some of my own personal scheduling.
Oh, what is that?
Because I had from 8 to 10 every morning
mm-hmm.
was the animation hour because people
Ooh.
Are used to or a
yeah,
couple
yeah.
hours.
Oh, fun.
No, that's
fine.
And it was a mixture of Dr. Katz drawn together, home movies, and shorties watching shorties. That just sort of spins around.
Was Drawn Together, I mean, I'm sorry, was Home Movies on Comedy Central?
I don't know, but I love it.
Oh, okay, that's fine. No, yeah. you can. Don't
it was on Adult Swim.
Yeah,
sure.
you can stretch the limits a little bit. That's fine. I'm not gonna hold you too strong.
I don't
think
it started on.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Well, I don't know.
Well, it started on like ABC, I believe.
Yeah, started on the network.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was definitely a network show. And then moved to,
and
but it was also the
out.
Thing.
More episodes,
anything. Yeah. But the thing was, it ran one season, got canceled, and then got picked up by Adult Swim, and then they started making new episodes
yeah.
on Adult Swim.
Once they kicked Paula Poundstone to the curb,
yeah.
or editor, I don't remember which.
I think she was there from the beginning, but she did eventually disappear.
I don't remember.
So 10 o'clock is Daily Show. This is still Wednesday. 10:30, the Upright Citizens Brigade, which was a very, it's a little weird now, just because you know it's such a big thing. But the show actually was quite good, and I've been watching it.
What day are we on now?
That's Wednesday.
Okay.
8 o'clock on Thursday, I got Primetime Glick.
Oh, all right.
Which was a show. No. Wow, it's a split vote here.
No,
every,
I can get
every
into
time
Primetime
split,
Glick.
We
no, you can
split vote.
I can't.
I
just, I mean, you guys know me. I err on the side of I err away from characters more often.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that's all that is. Like,
well, yep.
I like characters. So.
I like characters.
Right.
That's all
so
that
I'm
is.
So I'm just saying, if it were me, I would not. I understand where you guys are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
So in that slot, you would definitely put Concept Town.
Yeah.
Your half hour block of comedy writers, bespectacled comedy writers, just saying like, everyone who has AIDS doesn't. And everyone who does does.
Yeah, it sounds like an excellent program to me.
Mm. Yeah, right?
Yeah. You know, and you'd put all the people with the AIDS now that they didn't have it, you'd put them in Tulsa.
or the England.
Yeah, one of those. 8:30, we have Drawn Together, which you've already discussed. 9 o'clock, and also 9:30, Chappelle's Show.
All right.
Which, you know, again, another huge hit for them. And at 10:30, following that week's, or that day's Daily Show, Politically Incorrect, I've put at...
okay.
10:30 on Wednesday. Now, I believe that was a weekly show, but this, so now you can stretch it out a little bit. You can just start
daily.
Chilling,
you meant daily.
Did I say
nightly
I say?
Show? You said weekly.
Nightly. All right. It was a nightly show. Oh. So, you can kind of do is try to, you know, things that are maybe relevant now, try to, you know, put them on something that would make sense for that week. You know, what?
Okay.
I don't know. There was an oil spill.
We have not much time left and like 5 fucking days to go.
8 o'clock on Friday. Let's bowl. Which, does anyone remember Let's Bowl?
Nope, no idea what that is.
Okay, Let's Bowl was the mix of a bowling show and the People's Court. Whoever won the bowling match won their case. And then they would win completely useless prizes. I believe one time they won tickets to an amusement park that had gone out of business.
Sounds like an awful idea.
Show. 8:30.
That does not sound good at all.
8:30, Tough Crowd with Colin Quinn. The 9 o'clock block is Insomniac. That was a great show.
Loved it.
By the way. Great show. 10:30 is TV Funhouse on Friday. Now, when we get into the weekends.
Can we move over to maybe Hartney's list at this point?
Because
we're an hour. We're 40 minutes into yours.
Uh-huh.
So, okay. So,
or you know, 20, but whatever.
I have 7 days a week. No. 6 days a week at 7 p.m. I have short attention span theater.
Mm-hmm.
It'll just recap a bunch of shit in short clips like we all like.
Yep.
All right. Sunday 8 to 9 is something.
Mm-hmm.
I put it all in initials thinking that I would know what these things are.
Yeah.
No idea. Not even... Comedy Central movie. That's what it is. So like the movies they have the rights to air.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll watch it on a Sunday at 8.
Mm-hmm.
10 p.m. on Sunday, one of my only two back-to-backs, Kids in the Halls.
Mm.
Back-to-back Kids in the Hall. 11 p.m. on Sunday, Comedy Central Roast.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the roast.
In rotation.
That's a good idea.
Them shits is funny. And then it's late, so it's, you know, it's time to get ribbled, y'all.
Yeah.
So then on the 7:30 block, 6 days a week, Sunday through Friday, would be the... What the fuck was this half hour where you'd see rotations of shows that what the fuck? This was a show?
Yeah.
Like BattleBots,
mm-hmm.
Mind of Mencia, I'm with Busey,
mm-hmm.
The Sweet Spot, which was the Murray Brothers golfing.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Higgins Boys and Gruber, which apparently was Steve Higgins, the announcer from Jimmy Fallon. He also writes for it and writes for SNL. His brother was like the chubby bookstore owner on Ellen. So it was those two. And then another like tall, skinny dude in a sitcom co-created and written by Joel Hodgson. No idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just want to see an episode of it. So there's a what the fuck half hour block.
You know
7:30.
We go and get in there. Strip Mall.
Okay.
Do you guys remember Strip Mall?
With, I do remember Strip Mall.
Julie Brown. Who I still call Judy Tenuta to this day.
I just would watch it for the 3 seconds where the guy who played the triplets would do something all hot and muscly. All right.
Can I also throw out The Vacant Lot?
I don't know what that is.
That was a sketch show that was supposed...
Oh, really?
That was supposed... It was not...
Dreadful?
But it was supposed to be like the new Kids in the Hall.
Mm.
Or that's what they model themselves on, but it wasn't good.
Sounds terrible.
Mm-hmm. I watched every episode more than once, though.
Mondays, here's the block. Ready?
Yep.
TV Funhouse. Crank Yankers.
Oh,
not lying. Crank Yankers. It's hilarious.
Crank Yankers is great.
Drawn Together. And The Critic.
Oh, yes. The Critic.
Love
that was.
The Critic.
That was. Well, yeah. That, I mean, that was a Comedy Central show.
Yep. Tuesday. It's anim. No, it's all right. South Park.
Mm-hmm.
The Showbiz Show with David Spade, which was hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
That real quick. That one of my favorite quick gags, which was Andy Daly was like a correspondent, and he would go and like get everything wrong, and then one time David Spade is just like, "Oh, that Andy Daly, you get it wrong 16 or 17 more times, and you're out of here." That always made me laugh.
I always loved Nick Swartzen on it as Scotty Kangaroo Juice. He'd be like, in, teeny teeny. He'd be like, in an Outlast. And he'd be like, in, teeny teenies. And they'd be like, thimbles full, like in a martini glass, but it was like the size of a thumbnail. Hilarious. He'd say things like, any fart. Love it. Obsessed with Scotty Kangaroo Juice. Okay, continuing Tuesday, we've got Upright Citizens Brigade. And then we have Futurama. All right. Then Wednesday, Allstate, Reno 911, Viva Variety, Michael and Michael Have Issues, and Stella. Thursday, we've got, oh God, I don't know what that is.
You know, I wonder if you could do too on this is because it's a Viacom show. I wonder if you could show the state. On kind of, even
yeah, why
though
the fuck
maybe
not,
it
right?
wasn't a show. Why not? You probably slide that in there, right?
Oh, Thursday, you know, I was torn. Like I knew like we had to, you know, sort of represent the urban community.
Oh yeah, sure.
With a sketch show, so I was juggling a while, and I finally settled on Chocolate News. Just kidding. So Chappelle Show, then Sarah Silverman Program, then Strangers with Candy, then Exit 57. Mm-hmm. Then on Friday, Insomniac, Comedians of Comedy, and frankly, I wouldn't mind like a new docu tour.
Yeah.
Like, just keep showing new tours and shit.
I will watch.
Yeah.
Even if it's for comedians, I don't even fucking really know. I'm just curious. I
like exactly. And that's, like, two, like, behind the scenes. Not behind the scenes, but, like, comedians being as they are, kind of. And then Live from Gotham, which I enjoy.
Yeah.
And Pulp Comics.
Because
I like that. It didn't always work, but it was at least interesting.
Yep.
So when it was a failure, it was a noble one.
Yep.
Okay, then Saturday, I've got Game Show Block, I've got Ben Stein's Money, and Beat the Geeks.
Ah, damn it.
I couldn't remember.
I love Beat the Geeks.
I couldn't remember. I thought of that one, but I kept thinking that was a VH1 show. And
No, that's Comedy Central.
It was?
Well, that was one of the things where, like, it probably should have been on VH1, but it was Comedy Central.
Okay,
yeah, sure. Weird, right?
And it was also one of those weird things where, like, they would have, like, a game show that wasn't really that funny, but then they would have to put in jokes because it was Comedy Central. You know what I mean? Like, it could have run pretty much straight, like, on VH1, but because it was Comedy Central, they're like, oh, and also we got to do a joke every 30 seconds or so, which actually kind of hurt the show. But anyway, sorry.
It was a good show, though.
It was a great show.
Then I would do Mystery Science Theater 3000 from 8 to 10 on Saturday. Then I would do back-to-back Comedy Central Presents, only the good ones, not the shitty ones. And then at 11, I would do a repeat of SNL. Which brings me to the 10 o'clock block on weeknights, which would be Daily Show and Colbert Report, both from the beginning. And then at 11, I would do Politically Incorrect and Tough Crowd from the beginning.
Fair enough.
I like that. I like that a lot. That's great. I was just mad because I was like, he didn't say Beat the Geeks. I still have one. But I think you actually ended up saying everything that I had. I mean, Mad TV was the only one that I had sort of put into, like,
yeah, I saw Mad. That's what I groaned at.
Well, but I mean, I don't forget there was a time where they were showing that thing six times a day.
I don't care.
I know, and I'm glad that time's over.
You can't forget that.
That was a dark, dark time.
That totally
There
happened.
Was a time where Comedy Central was a completely different channel, and they might have shown Spanish soap operas.
Yeah.
On that wavelength, right. And they no longer do, and we're all better people for it.
The only thing I added, I agree with almost everything anybody said. I didn't do the same schedule that you guys did because I knew you guys would do intense schedules.
Yeah,
we only have an hour.
Yeah,
was it at noon? It was a Comedy Central movie, but it was not working at noon, and it was commentary by comedians about the movie that you're watching. Not like in the same way that it's like Mystery Science Theater, but like as interstitial things. Yep. Like you'll see a scene, then they'll come back and talk about it. And they'll be like, you know, did anybody else notice that this thing is weird about this other thing or whatever? Yeah. You
That's
know,
a
just
good example.
Like dinner in a movie.
Thank you.
Like dinner.
Yeah, like
in
dinner
in a movie.
That's exactly. Yeah, yep. Like dinner in a movie, except on Comedy Central. Yep. Because
I love it.
You know,
it'd be called Not Working at Noon.
Yeah.
I like it.
Because if you're watching Comedy Central at noon, you don't have a fucking job.
Mm.
You know?
No.
Like, I was trying to program four people who would be watching Comedy Central Classic at noon, and it's all people who are unemployed and high.
Yeah, very high.
So
that would be awesome. You know, I was thinking, I believe it was started on VH1, moved to VH1 Classic, which is that show Get the Band Back Together, where they would try to, like, recreate reform a band that had... but what if you did that with, like, TV casts? Try to get, like, the 1993 Saturday Night Live cast together.
Like, Fallon does that now. He got California Dreamin' together.
God damn it. Everybody does everything now. You try to think of an idea, then you're like, oh, actually, 12 people.
I guess he got two things together. But still, once you get California Dreamin' back together again. Dreams. California Dreams?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Couldn't he not get Screech, though, to come back?
That's the most forgivable thing you've gotten wrong on this show. I think you're welcome.
Can I seriously say something though? Don't wake me up if I'm dreaming. California Dreams. Sorry.
Wow.
I'm so glad you.
Don't wake me up.
So glad you stopped us for that.
California Dreams.
I'm glad that you said it and then decided to sing it.
I'm going to say this, Viacom. You know our email address. We have the idea. We've already got it pretty much scheduled for you. Just give us a call, and we will happily be the co-chairman of this channel. That's going to be awesome.
And don't email me at my MTV address,
mm-hmm.
because that's the problem. I've worked there a few times, and they don't delete your fucking email.
Mm-hmm.
They just keep the box growing.
Yeah.
So if you work there, and then you like miss 2 years, you have like 750 like update emails about
some bullshit.
What would
be hilarious, though, if you just started responding to 2 years later, sorry, I've been super swamped. Anyway, the meeting's at 8, 2 years ago. So
everyone
tell
you, like, you'll get those. You signed this tape out in 2004. Do you still have it?
Yeah.
Guys, let me just stop you guys for just a second, all right?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to predictability?
See, now that's how you do it, right?
Whatever happens to predictability? I had to say it and then sing it.
Mm-hmm. I liked on a very predictable sitcom, the first thing they always asked was, whatever happened to predictability?
Right here at 8.
The milkman, the paperboy, even TV. Well, here it is.
Oh, I thought it was evening TV.
Oh, is it evening TV? Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was even TV. Well, now I feel like an asshole. Forget that
Delusa
thing.
You should feel like an asshole.
Now I feel stupid about that. So anyway, my point is, info at the Comedy Nerds, Viacom, email us. We'll happily take it off your hands. We'll do it. Look, here's the thing. At the top of my cable box, when you get up the higher numbers, the channels just start repeating. So it's not like you don't have room. Let's get this thing going. I think it's going to be awesome. I know it's going to be awesome. Let's do this thing. Dustin, another great episode. Michael, thank you very much for being on it.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you guys so much for listening.
You're welcome for being had.
Thanks.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much.
I couldn't do the math in my head.
Thank you guys.
Figure out what we.
Well,
did
you couldn't do long division.
I liked it.
Long division is tough. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Yeah,
and we'll talk to you.
Yeah,
next
and we'll
week.
Have you back when Conan gets back on the air.
Yep.
We'll do a little bookend of the episode.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah. As long as I can get drunk and it'll be dark.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Because this sober daylight thing is the pants.
All right.
You could have at least been drunk.
True.
Okay.
All right. Anyway.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Comedy Nerds. If you have any questions or comments, please email us at info@thecomedynerds.com. Check out our website at thecomedynerds.com, where you can comment on any past episodes. And if you enjoyed this show, please write a review in iTunes and tell the world how awesome we are. For Dustin and myself, thank you for listening.